Okay, hold on. Kufyud Zayin Amud Bey is the Mishnah. Mazgulo Koshlishi Mevorach Hamazono. The third kosh you bench on. Revi Gomero Vesahalo. And on the fourth kosh you finish off the halo which we started before the meal. Va'omer Allah Birchas Hashir. And you also say, including, in addition to halo, Birchas Hashir. Bein HaKosos Halolim Rotzal Ishtos Yishta. Between the second and third coast, and many hold even between the first and second coast, you're allowed to drink. But between the third and fourth coast, you're not allowed to drink. And we'll see the Gemara's going to explain why. Birchas Hashir, the Gemara Mefarish. Gemara will explain what Birchas Hashir is. Bein HaKosos Halolu, Bein Shnayim Harishonim L'Shnayim V'Achronim, Imrotzalish Tos Yishtet. Between the first two kosos, meaning during the meal, you're allowed to drink wine. Then gimel adale lo yishte, matzasi bigmar yushami, lama lo yishte. Why aren't you allowed to drink between the third and fourth kos? Kadesh lo yishtaker. The sulo matzi lo meimah halo, because we're afraid you'll get drunk. And you won't say halo. Upare chosim vahalo kvar mishukaru. You already drank two kosos, you can drink more in the meal. So how much more drunk can you get? Vimrotz, wine that you drink in the meal, or even wine you drink before the meal, doesn't make you shikr. But wine you drink after the meal does. You're allowed to drink also between the first and second coast too. The whole reason is because of shikrus. Others say that the reason you can't drink is because it looks like you're being mosif ala kosos. You're adding another kos. So when you drink during the meal, that's normal. When you drink between these two koses after the meal already, it looks like adding another kos. Okay. Omer le Rav Chanan le Rava, Shema mino birchas hamazon tuna kos. You see from here that birchas hamazon needs a kos because you have to bench ala kos. And some bring a raya from here that even when you bench alone, you have to have a kos, because over here it could be that you don't have more than one person, you don't have a mezumen, and still you need a kos. Really, all the time you don't need a kos for Birkas HaMazon, but here they wanted to have four kosos, and they wanted to have each one connected to a mitzvah, so the third one you connect to benching, but normally you don't need a kos for benching. Shema mino birkas hamazon tuna kos. To have meseches brachos lomas nisan behedya the tuna kos. Nowhere is it said beferish that birkas hamazon needs a kos. Ela mediyuka shamin lo. The amar bereish pirka shema mino mihamas nisan timne. Shema mino birkas hamazon tuna kos. We have in the beginning of the parak a mishnah where the gemara says we hear from this mishnah eight things, and one of them is that you have to bench ala kos. So let's say we learned that same halacha from this Mishnah. You don't really need a kos for benching. The reason that they made benching ala kos is in order to give a mitzvah together with the third kos. The main purpose of the kos is not benching. The main thing is the arba kosos. And they put benching to it, so they should have a connection to a mitzvah. Okay. My Birkas Hashir. So you say Halel and you say Birkas Hashir. Rav Yehuda Amar Yahalucha Hashem Elokeinu. Birkas Hashir is the final paragraph after Halel, Yahalucha. And Tosa says that's talking either according to the Minig that they didn't say that, they didn't make a bracha after Halel normally, right? And therefore it's a chiddush that you say Yahalucha. Or even according to the ones who have a minig, that's only halal during the day. I might think that halal at night, you don't say bracha after. So therefore, Rav Yehuda said, you say birchas hashir, which is yahalalucha. Rav Yochanan omer nishmas kol chai. And Rav Yochanan says nishmas. And Tosfos learns that it means even nishmas. You say both, yahalalucha and nishmas. And according to this sheet, you make two brachas. You make the bracha melech mehula batish bachos, like we do after halal, yahalalucha. And then we make the bracha after Yishtabach. Nishmas and Yishtabach, the end of Nishmas is Yishtabach, and you say there also the bracha. That's one sheet. Another sheet is that Rabbi Yochanan says only Nishmas, and you don't say Yahalalucha. And you don't say a bracha after Halel what's it called, at the Seder. And you only make the bracha on Nishmas, and that's what many people do. And some say, the Rif says, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that you only say Yehalelucha with a bracha and you don't say Nishmas at all. Most of the minhagim is either to say both Yehalelucha and Nishmas and say two brachas, or the common minig is to say Yehalelucha without a bracha and then Nishmas and end the bracha of Nishmas. They also say that since you have to make a bracha after Halel, anything that has a bracha at the end has a bracha in the beginning. So you have to make a bracha on the Halel in the Seder too. And in the Maisa, it's separated into two parts, but the Hefsik doesn't make a difference because it's all part of the same Seder. Just like Tkiyas, you make a bracha on the Tkiyas in the beginning, even it goes on the brachas and on the ones in Musaf, even though you daven a lot in between. And others say you don't make a bracha on Halel at the Seder, either because it's a Hefsik, it's separated, or because a Halel by the Seder is not Kriyas HaHalel. It's what's it called? It's Shir. And on Shira HaHalel, you don't say a bracha, only on Kriyas HaHalel. Shbam Yehalelucha, the Gomrim Bo Baruch Atah Hashem, Melech Mehula Bat Yishbachos. The Zuhi Birchas HaShir Demasnis, and Kolomar Birchas HaShevach. That's called Birchas HaShir, which is the bracha of Shevach after Halel. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Nishmas Kolchai, Af Nishmas. The Rashbam says, like the first Pshat Tosfos, that even Nishmas, both Yehalelucha and Nishmas, the Heinu Birkas Hashir Demas Nisan, the evil Yehalelucha and the Omrim Bechol Yom Shomrim Boas HaHalel. Yehalelucha is nothing special. We always end off Halel with Yehalelucha. Umayishna Leil Pesach, the Nokad, Im Lova Hosif, Od Brach Acheres. So it's not going to be any Chiddush in the Mishnah to say Birkas Hashir. We say it always with Halel. Must be there's something else to say too. The Heinu the Omer Halachik Rav Yochanan Betarvayu. The Kavula Acher Halel HaGadol, Shetzarech LaOmram Kedlechamon. And we say Yishtabach after we say Halel HaGadol, which is Hodul Hashem. The Hash the Ika Bracha Bechol Chada V'Chada. And you say two brachas. Bracha on Yehalelucha and a bracha on Yishtabach. V'hachi Avi Milsa Shaper. Kach Nira Be'enai. In other words, the first bracha goes back on our Halel. And the second bracha goes back on Halel HaGadol. Okay. Tanur Rabbanan. Revi Gomro V'Sahal V'Omer Halel HaGadol. On the fourth coast, you say what we call Halel, and you also say Halel HaGadol, Divrei Tarfin. The Yesh Omrim, Hashem Roi Lo Echser. And some say you say that Mizmer Chav Gimel, Hashem Roi Lo Echser. Rashbam, Hoki Garcina, Tan Rabban, Revi, Gomra, Vesahal, Vomra, Halel HaGadol. Hashem Roi, Al Shem Hamazon, Shoach, Lutzarech Lomar. Hashem Roi Lo Echser goes on the back on the Muslim. So that's the girsa we have. The Rif has a girsa that Reb Tarfin says, the Tana Rabbanan over here is Chamishi Gomra V'Sahalo, fifth coast. So some learn that means if you want to drink a fifth coast, you're thirsty. So you're not stam allowed to drink, right, after the fourth coast. And they hold the reason is because you have to have the tam of matzah in your mouth. So you can't drink anything. We'll see later on, the Gemara speaks about the union of Tam HaMatzah, whether you're allowed to drink water, you're allowed to drink intoxicating things. We just learned before, the reason you can't drink between the third and fourth coast, you may get drunk and not say Halel. That means after the fourth coast, there's nothing more to say, so you can drink. But according to this, you can't drink after the fourth coast either. But if you want to drink, you're thirsty, you want to drink something, you can make a fifth coast and say on it Halel HaGadol. That's what's called one shita. Second shita is that Rabbi Tarfon Lamaisa argues on a Mishnah, and he holds you have to say five kosas. There are five kosas. Five Lashonos of Geula, according to some, the Hevesias Chemevaret. And Rabbi Tarfon always had five kosas, and the halacha is not like him. And therefore, you're allowed to drink after that. You don't have to have a fifth kos bedavka to drink. You can drink anything after the four kosas. So those are the three shitas. We paskin that you don't have a fifth kos, and you're allowed to drink anything that's not intoxicating after the four kosas. Okay, mehechon halel hagadol. What is halel hagadol? Rabbi Yehuda Omer mehodu ad naros bado, which is the whole all the 26 hodu lashem kitovs kili olam chasdo. Rabbi Yochanan Omer mishir hamalos ad naros bado. You start earlier than that, from the first shir hamalos till all the the all the hodus till Al Naras Bavel. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar mi Chiyako Bochar Lo Yo Ad Naras Bavel. Right, from Yaki Yaakov Bochar Lo, that's Yichvod Hashem, till Naras Bavel. Each one includes more Tehillim before Hodu Hashem Kito. The Lama Nikrishmo Halal HaGadol, and our minig is to start from Hodu Hashem and go till the end of that, which is till Al Naras Bavel in Lo Bechlal. Why is it called Halal HaGadol? Amar Rav Yochanan, Mesha Kodesh Baruch Hu Yoshev Bimerumo Shel Olam Umachlik Mezonos of the Chaberia, because this says in there in Halal HaGadol no same lechem lechol basar, so it's Halal HaGadol on the Mezonos. Marsha says Lamaisa Tehila the David Ashrei is a bigger Halal than that, because it not only has Poseach Es Yodecha, which is Mezonos, but it's all the Halal face. So why don't we say Ashrei Pesach night? Why do we say Hodu Lashem? As opposed to every day we say Ashrei three times, we don't say Hodu Lashem three times. She says Hodu Lashem is more of a shir, and that fits more for the Hallel of Leil Pesach. But Tehila the David is part of Tefillah. It's an extension to the Tefillos. Tefillos, it's better to have a connection to Torah, which is the Chof Bezosios of the Aleph base. So when we're davening there, Tehila the David is better. When we're saying Shira, Hodu Hashem is better. Omer Bishua ben Levi, Hani Esrim Veshisha Hodu Keneged Mi. Why did David HaMelech say 26 Hodus? Keneged Chof Vav Dorish Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Bi'olam V'Nosalam Torah V'Zonosom B'Chazal. 26 generations before the Torah was given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided them B'Chesed, not B'Schus, that they didn't have any Torah yet. Omer Avchizda Ma'id Yachsiv Hodu Lashem Kitov. What does it mean, Kitov? Hodu Lashem Shigove Chovosu Shaladim B'Tovosu. That the Rabbanu Shalom is good to people. Not that the Rabbanu Shalom is good. Hodu Lashem Kitov, that the Rabbanu Shalom functions with people in a way that's good for them. That's the Kitov. How? Asher B'Shoro. The Rabbanu Shalom collects his debt from people who sin, each one according to their means. He takes the shore away from the Asher, but there's Ani B'Seil. The Ani doesn't have a shore. If he would have to pay the same thing that the Asher does, he wouldn't be able to. So the Rabbanu Shalom lets the Ani get by with his set. Yasom b'beis also. A Yasom was even poorer. He gets his eggs taken away. Almana b'tarnigolto and Almana with her chicken. Shabam. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Berumo Shel Olam Dechsiv Beinosim Lechem Lechol Basar V'Hainu Dover Gadol. That's why it's Halal HaGadol, because of Parnasa. B'tovaso B'tova Shehishpiyolo. The Rabbanu Shel Olam collects his debt from the good that he gave the person. He takes away what he gave him. V'achi Mashma Ki Tov Kili Olam Chazdo. Chesed who osa la'olam b'chitov, kalomar b'tov shenasam lo. The Rav Anshim does the chesed with the good that he gave the person. Asher b'shoro, ani b'seyo, matzido momen mechaper al gufa. The Rav Anshim makes him lose money, and that's a kapara for his body, because he doesn't start with the body first, starts with the money first. Amar Rav Yochanan, koshin mizonos of shalorim kiflayim ki yoleda. Mizonos is twice as difficult as leda. Yilu be yoledok si beetsev, by yoled it says beetsev, uva mezonos ksi beitzavon, double. Right, by nekeva the nun is always a ribui. So beitzavon it says by Adam, beitzavon tochlena. And by the isha, that she was niskalel, that she should have tsar leda, that only says beetsev. Beitzavon tre mashma, says the Rashbam. Mashma more than one. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Koshim Mizonos of Shalom Yosem in a Geula. The Mizonos of a person are more difficult even than Geula. The Ilu be Geula Ksiv HaMalach HaMalach HaGoel Osi Mikora. Malach be Alma. The Ilu be Mizonos Ksiv Ho Elohim Haro Osi. It's much more Choshev than Malach, who's called Elohim. Rashbam, Kriya, I didn't hear yet. Okay. Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Bishosh Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'adam. The coach, the dardor tatsmiach lach, zolgu ein of the most. When the Rabban Shem told Adam that he was going to bezeas apechot, what's it called, that he's going to plant and it's going to grow thorns, so he cried. Omer lefana Rabban Shem, ani v'chamori necho ba'ove ovel sechot, come out, we're going to eat from the same, my donkey and I are going to eat from the same feed bed, we're going to eat the same thing. It's mashma that the coach for dardor tatsmiach lach, that's what I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat thorns, just like my donkey eats. And the Marsha says, what was he upset about? Because what a person eats makes as an impression on him. So if you eat donkey food, you think like a donkey. So he was afraid that was going to happen. No, you're going to eat refined food, so you'll think refined too. So Niskara Daito, he got felt better. Omer of Shimben Lokish, Ashreinu imamadnu Barishona, Vadain lo paltinim mino, the koachin and ace of the divra. Okay, it's Rashbam, no Rashbam. Reish Lokish said, Halavai, that we should be omade in what that original klala. We still haven't been free from it, because we still eat grass just like donkeys. Omer of Shizbi Mishmed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Koshen Mizonosov. Yeah, okay, so he says, Maisa, it would be better if we would have what we had in the beginning, but we were able to get food without any trouble. And now we've never been Yotze, the Klala, completely, and we talk to eat grass sometimes. Omer of Shizvi Mishmed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Kashim is Onosav Shalom Ke Kriyas Yamsuf. Person's making a parnosis is as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. Techsiv Nosin Lechem Lechobasar, the Somech Lo, the Gozer Yamsuf Lekzorim. It's a big nace. It's a big nace. It's as difficult as the nace of Kriyas Yamsuf. If you know it's a difficult thing, you need a big nace, you have to daven for it. It's not something that comes easily. So most people learn caution means it's difficult. But the Kriyas Yamsuf wasn't difficult for the Rabban Shalom. So they say a few pshatim. The difficulty was that the Rabban Shalom did it both for Rishayim and Tzadikim. Everybody in Klal Yisrael got saved equally. And that's difficult, to do something that's not mavchin between Tzadik and Rasha. By Mizonos, the same thing. Everybody gets, what's it called, Tzadikim, Rishayim, everybody gets Parnasa. But I was thinking that there could be Koshin does not mean it's difficult. We find the kosher kabarzel. It doesn't mean it's difficult, it means hard. It's something strong. That the lesson of mizonos, right, that a person gets his mizonos, he makes parnasa, is as strong a lesson as Kriyas Yamsuf. You can see the Hashgacha Hashem in parnasa just as much as you can see it in Kriyas Yamsuf. They ask Lechora, Nosein Lechem Lechol Basar and Legozer Yamsuf Lekzorim are nowhere near each other in this mizmor. Right? So why not say that Marshoy has Akasha? He doesn't give an answer. Right? He says Lamaisa, some say that the idea is what's the Samichle Gozel Yamsuf Exorim, right? No sing lechel chobasar, the Samichle Gozel Yamsuf Exorim. It's quite a few psukim before that. And there are other psukim in between. So why don't you say everything that's in between there is like Kashi Kukriyas Yamsuf? Some say that there's a similarity. Since there's a similarity between Nosin Lechem Lechobasar and Legozer Yamsuf Lekzorin, that's pshat that they're together. They're similar. I was thinking that if you look at the Mishmor, there are a few major things and then sub things. Right? Hodul Hashem Ki Tov Lazdo, Laosei Orim Gedolim Klazdo. Right? Then the next things are not new. Laosei Orim Gedolim is Es Hashemesh L'mshalas Bayom, Es Areach L'mshalas Balayla. Right, those are all part of the first ones. If you look at the makeup of the Mishmor, all the things that come after the Gozer Yamsuf Lekzorim are not new things. They're all subdivisions. The next new thing, not 100%, but the next new thing is almost what's it called, Nosin Lechem Lechol Basar. So that's why they're together. Another pshat could be. That the Mishmor is made up of 26 verses, which is Shem Hashem. So the first 10 verses are connected the Yod of Shem Hashem. The next 5 are connected the Hey. The next 6 are connected the Vav. The next 5 connected the Hey. The Pasuk Legozer Yamsuf Lekzorim is the third of the first Hey, and the Pasuk Nosin Lechem Lechol Basar is the fourth of the last Hey. So that means they're connected. This is the third of the first Hey. This is the fourth of the last Hey. Omer Elazar ben Azariah, Koshin Nikovav Shaladim Kiyom Amisa. Person has what's it called, constipation. It's as bad as the day you die. Ukikriyas Yamsuf, and it's as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. Shneamar Maher Tzoa Lehi Poseach Uksiv Basrei Roga Hayam V'Yemu Golav. Pasuk says about Tzoa with an ayin, but it hints to Tzoa with an aleph, and after that it speaks about Roga Hayam. V'Omrav Sheshes Mishum Rav Lozman Azariah Kolam Avazes Hamoados Kilo Oved Avrazor. Person who does malacha on cholamoid, and he does it because he doesn't consider cholamoid important, is like he's over the zara. Because the whole idea of a yontif is to be mechazik a person in hashgachas Hashem and emunah b'Hashem, and if you disregard it, it means you're not a minor. Shenemar lo hei masei cholosaseloch uksi basrei eschag hamatzos tishmon. V'om rav sheshes v'shumer alozim and azaria kolam esaper loshen hora v'cholam akabel loshen hora v'cholam meyedei disheker b'chaveiro roi lashlichol eklovit. Anybody who speaks Lashon Hara, is Mekabel Lashon Hara, or is made a Sheker, so he's fit to be thrown to the dog. Shenemer LaKelev Tashlich, and also Uksi Basrei, and right after that it says Losisa Shema Shav, the Kori Be Losasi, meaning Losisa is don't speak Lashon Hara, don't listen to Lashon Hara, and don't be made a Sheker, all from that Shema Shav. Okay, let's see the Rashbam. Caution the kovish lung shuotzer. Person's constipated. It's as difficult as the day you died. Soa lushen otzer v'chogur. Kamot soa barov kocho. The word soa itself means to be held back. But the fact that it says soa, even though it's with an ayin, is a remez to being held back from being able to go to the bathroom. Kolam avazes hamoado shosam malacha b'cholo shomoid. The sivas chaga matzos tishmor v'nafkon neseches chagiga yisr malacha b'cholo shomoid from his chaga matzos tishmor. And the Rashbam is mashma that you're only over the Isra of Mekabel Lashon Hara if you believe it. But if you listen to it and you don't believe it, you're not over. The Chofetz Chaim brings proof that you're over even if you don't believe it. Just being Mekabel it, even if you don't believe it 100%, you're over the Isra. However, you are allowed to be choshish, to take the Lashon Hara to heart if it's something that could harm you, and protect yourself. The Kari de Losasi, near the Angelo Gasinamle. We're not going to Losasi. The Kula Mishtami Milosisi can learn all these things. Speaking Lashon Hara, Losisa Shem Hashem Elokecha, Losisa Shem Hashav. Don't go around speaking Lashon Hara. Losisa, don't receive Shem Hashav. And don't give false witnesses. Shem Sapra, Omeyin, Harinose, Bethiv, Shem Hashav. Okay. Where it says, Vechimi Akhar, Dika, Hal Hagodl, Anan, my time, Aminin. Hi, since it's Hal Lagodl, then why do we say regular Hal? So Pesach night you say both. But when we say Hal, why don't we say Hal Lagodl? Why do we say the Hal that we say? Mishum Shiesh Bo Hei Dvarim Halol. Because the Hal we say has five things in it which don't exist in Hodul Hashem Kito. First, Yitzias Mitzrayim. At least some of them don't exist in Hodul Hashem. One is Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Seish Yisrael Mitzrayim. Ukriyas Yamsuf, Hayam Roa Vayonos. Umatan Torah, right? Ushchias Hamesim, the Chevlo Shel Mashiach. Now we're going to see where these things are in Hallel. Chias Mitzrayim, the Siv, the Seis from Mitzrayim. Kriyas Yamsuf, the Siv, Hayam Rav Ayonos. Matan Torah, the Siv, Hehorim Rokdu Ke'elim. Right? That was by Matan Torah. Chias Hamesim, the Siv, Eshalech Lutne Hashem, Be'artso Sachayim. Chevlo Shel Mashiach, the Siv, Lolonu Hashem, Lolonu. So where is that Chevlo Shel Mashiach? V'om Rabbi Yochanan, Lolanu Hashem, Lolanu Zehu Shibud Malchios. Right? We say to the Rabbanu Shem, Lolanu Hashem, Lolanu, that refers to Shibud Malchios. So that's Chevlo Shel Mashiach. Ika De'amri, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Lolanu Hashem, Lolanu Zu Melchemes Gog U'Magog. It's also Chevli Mashiach. Chevli Mashiach is the tzaras that will happen before me. Things will get worse. The Shibud Malchios will get worse. The Melchemes Gog U'Magog. Okay, see the Rashbam. So why do we say halal? Regular halal doesn't say that. Why don't we say halal? Right? The five things that speak about geula, memela, we say this whenever we're redeemed from tzaras. Has more to do with geula than the halal agadol. Hehorim roktu keilim b'shas matan Torah. The seed lomas siratz dun horim. Okay. Rav Nachman v'Yitzchak omer neshiyesh bo milut nefoshes shel tzadikim migehenu. Because our halal also has the ultimate geula, the redemption of neshamas from Gehenna. Shenemer ona Hashem malto nafshi. Chizki omer neshiyesh bo yuidosan shel tzadikim lekivshin ha'esh v'aliyosim imenu. Speaks about the geula of Hananya, Mishael, v'Azaria. Yuridosan d'chsiv lolonu Hashem lolonu. Lolonu Hashem lolonu omer Hananya. Hananya said, "Lolonu Hashem lolonu." Don't do it for our sake. Do it for your sake. The midnays when they before they went into the kivshah. Ki l'shimcha ten kavod omer Mishael. Al chazgecha ve'al nitecha omer Azaria. Loma yomru hagoyim omru kulan. Right. So when they before they went into the kivshah ha'esh, they prayed that a miracle should happen and there shouldn't be a chilul Hashem. So since that was the ultimate geula of these tzaddikim, that's why we say this halal. That's when they went into the Kivshon Ha'esh. When they came out, Tichsiv, Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim. Omar Hananya said, Hallelu es Hashem kol goyim. Shabchu kol ha'umim omar Mishoel. Ki govrayinu chazdo omar Azaria. Ve'emes Hashem li'olam haleluka omru kula. Ve'yesh omrin, ve'emes Hashem li'olam Gavriel omru. B'shoah shehipul nimr ha'rosh es Avram avinu l'toch Kivshon Ha'esh. That Gavriel was the first one to say, Ve'emes Hashem li'olam. That when Nimrod threw Avram into the Kivshon Ha'esh, Amar Gavriel of Nefanish Baruch Ribon Hashalom, Eireid Vatsanein Vatsilas Hatzadik Mekivshon Ha'esh. So Gavriel said, I'm going to go down and cool off the oven and save Avram. Amar Lakanish Baruch Ani Yachid Ba'olami, Vehu Yachid Ba'olamo. Noel Yachid Lahatzilas HaYachid. He's Yachid Ba'olamo. I'm a Yachid. I'll save him. Not you. Well, if Isha Kanish Baruch Hu, Enem Kapeh Aschar Koberia. He didn't want to take away from Gavriel that he volunteered to save Avram, so he used them to save Hananya, Mishael, Azaria. Omer Tizke v'tatzos shloshim nebonav. You'll be able to save three of his children, Hananya, Mishael, Azaria. Shbam Gavriel Omrok shenitzlu Hananya, Mishael, Azaria. V'hu hayasham. Gavriel was there to save them. Tzeiv ravaya di revoy demei lebar Elohim. They saw four forms in the oven, and the fourth one looked like an angel. That was an angel Gabriel who went to save them.
If one saves one, so shouldn't we allow him to
save
them?
What?
If the same one I saved Avram.
Yeah. No, but the schus of Avram was much greater. The schus of these three wasn't so great. So what's it called? So the Rabban Shem saved Avram Avinu.
So should three Malachim save those three?
Why didn't they need three Malachim?
Nine associates with those.
Good kasha. I don't know. Why didn't they need three malachim to save three people? No. Kasha. Because Shagarish Baruch Hu yivtichu al kach shenishlach Avram barkashtem. When Avram was to be saved, the Rabbanu Shlom took it away from Gabriel and saved himself. Shekiim lo omer ve'emes Hashem li'olam shekiim haftachasol. So Gabriel said, ve'emes Hashem li'olam l'maisa, he kept his word and gave me something to save too. Dorash Reb Shimon Asheloni, b'sho shehipul Nebuchadnezzar harosha Hananya Mishael Azaria l'toch kivshon ha'esh, omed yurkom osar habore l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, omer l'fon ribono shel olam, eired batsanin es hakivshon. So yurkom, who's the angel who's appointed over Bara, the hail, went to the ribono shel olam and said, I'll go down and cool off the oven. And I'll save those tzaddikim. Mikivshin ha'esh. Amar lo Gavriel, ain't gvuras v'shal kadosh baruch hu. No, you'll go down. That's normal. That hail cools off a fire. Sh'ata sar borad. V'akol yodim shamayim mechabenes ha'esh. El ani sar shel esh. Gavriel said, I'm the angel of fire. Eirid v'karim mitnim v'agdiach milachutz. I'll go and make it hotter on the outside and cooler on the inside. There's a nace besof nace. It'll be a nace in a nace that the fire put out the fire. And not only that, the people on the outside who were making the fire, they were burnt up. Omer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu raid. So the Ronshim told Gavriel, go. The oath, Ba'osu Shah, Pasach Gavriel, the Omer of Emes Hashem Leolam. Then he got his, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, that he would be the one to save Hananya, Mishael, Azaria, because he wasn't able to save Avram. So he said, Ve'emes Hashem Leolam. Okay, Bishosh Hippel Nimrod, Shal Shem Kain Nikra Amrachel. That's why Nimrod was called Amrachel. Al Sha Omar Vehipil is Avram Bekivsha. Omar Vehipil. He threw Avram into the Kivsha. I'll make it hotter on the outside to burn the people who threw them in. The ones who made the fire were burnt up. The fire killed them all. So the fire was hot on the outside, and he cooled it off on the inside. Okay.